Hello everyone, my name is Ben and I'm your host today. I'm from the BTS Game Programming and Design, and on my side I have my co-host, Christoph. Christoph, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello everyone. My name is Christoph and I am doing a BTS for game development, so more particular game programming and game design, together with my host Ben. And together we are going to talk about rhythm games.
Yes, exactly. We want to talk about why a lot of people really like and enjoy rhythm games. We want to go over what are rhythm games, where did they come from, and some different types kind of games. And our middle of the discussion, we will talk a bit about how we personally enjoy the games and why we enjoy the games and basically, what makes games enjoyable for a lot of players. So, Christoph, what are rhythm games exactly?
So rhythm games in general are games where the player has to react to music that's running in the background. So a very popular example would be Beat Saber, where you have your cubes which are blue and red, and you have to kind of cut the cubes in the rhythm of the music. And but Beat Saber is not the only one. There are quite a lot of such rhythm games. Kind of the first game that I can imagine now is Dance Dance Revolution, where you have your dance pad, so it's more like where you also have to move your body.
Yeah, it's a more physical interaction game where you basically have just to step on different arrows at the right time to progress into the game basically. You can for Dance Dance Revolution you can play it with a friend or against him. That's something that was pretty popular and is still pretty popular playing with friends and against friends. Dancing Dancing Revolution, it was a really revolutionary game for this category of games. It basically was the first really, really popular game into the series because Dancing Dancing was and is basically a series of games, and it was their most successful game, basically.
Well, actually, the first really rhythm game, or the first game that was considered as a rhythm game, was called Parappa the Rapper, which was released in 1996. Just about, I think, a dog that can rap, and you basically have to recreate those, or you have to do the rap yourself as the player.
Sounds pretty weird to me, as a perspective from one that has never really played that game exactly. And seems like in the older times there were a lot of another kind of game design. This time we have a lot of other kind of rhythm games to mention, like Beat Saber, Ozu, what's pretty popular at the moment.
Yeah, also games like just Shapes and Beats, which I also
Yeah,
played quite a
they.
lot actually, and I think you also did,
And
if
I
I
enjoy
remember
it.
correctly.
Definitely.
Sure, it's definitely a nice game.
So yeah, in the older days they started basically with this kind of rap rhythm games, then with the more physical interaction rhythm games. And it came all along to basically this day. It's been around for mo like 30 years or so.
Yeah, even more than 30 years.
Even more?
Yeah, well, there were before the rap game that I just mentioned, there were also other games that were kind of rhythm games, but it's not exactly, it wasn't really considered a rhythm game, but it went a bit more into that direction. So the actual origin of this kind of game goes back to the 1970s, which means that it's already 50 years, so yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What kind of rhythm games were there? Do you know?
Yes, it was a really, really weird game developed by a Japanese person. So basically, the first game is a game where it's a game where you have to react to the music, and if you basically the idea for the game is That you have to lift girls' skirts to the rhythm of a beat. So it was pretty weird actually, and yeah, it was inspired by a game that was already released in 1969 yesterday.
Japanese people were pretty weird at this that time, I think. They have all kind of weird ideas, to be honest. But a lot of them get popular, so that's pretty great. Yeah, we basically talked about a bit about where they come from, what rhythm games were and are, basically. And the types of rhythm games, yeah. They're more like physical interaction kind of games and video games like we know them today. You play with your keyboard and mouse, or just with your keyboard, just with your mouse. Or like VR games and Beat Saber. I don't really know if it's only physical interaction type of game or more like in the video kind of game scene, but it's definitely a video game with physical interaction, if you will let it say.
Well, I think that Beat Saber can be considered as a rhythm game, actually.
It is. It definitely is a rhythm game. You play basically on a beat. So the main point of our podcast will be like why we and mostly other people really like rhythm games, to be exact. So the first point I want personally to mention is like all rhythm games, the rhythm comes from music, and music is definitely around like hundreds of years, probably thousands of years. There's still a music still exists to this day and is pretty popular among all humankind. So
I think every person in the world likes music.
at least some kind of music, I would say. So and games like open source games or free games that or games that are community based have a lot of musics in the rhythm kind of genre because they basically have a lot of potential music that they can take as background music to interact with. That's basically the main point why free games and the rhythm game genre are so much more basically popular than others.
A perfect example for that would, in my opinion, be Osso, which is a game where the players themselves, they create new maps and they also choose the music themselves. So there will always be something for every player, and every player will find a song that he likes and he wants to play. So that's also one of the reasons why I think that these kinds of games become so popular, because they are just for everyone. Everyone can play them, and also it can also, in my opinion, be something for older people, because older people will probably not like games that other people play today, like Battlefield or so. I can't really imagine that, but I can imagine that a lot of those older people will like rhythm games, because it's
When we talk about old, we don't talk about like 6 years. We talk more like about 30 to 40 years.
Yeah, like,
Rhythm games are
sure,
still
or even
considered
older.
like reaction-based games. So, if you're really old, like 60, 70 years, I don't think you have that much of a reaction.
That's right, but therefore, most of the games have different difficulties, so you can choose the difficulty that you can play or want to play. You don't have to play the games in a competitive way. You can also play them just for fun and choose the difficulty that you want and make them easier for you, so that you can also play them even if you your reactions are not that good anymore, I would say.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. And you talked about like competitive gaming. Where did you come from, like the idea of competitive gaming when it comes to like osu?
Well, also it's a game that you can play with your friends, you can play against them or with them, and there is also a ranking. So, yeah, some people might try to get as high as possible in this ranking and therefore play a lot of hours during the day to achieve that goal. Which is also, yeah, which is also a reason for them to continue playing, and which makes the game interesting, and they also keep improving their skills.
So you have basically a long-term goal, if you so will.
Yeah, exactly. You could say that, yes.
Makes sense. Like competitive gaming is around like in basically every game today, at least multiplayer games. There's mostly something competitive in it that makes the game interesting. A lot of players today want to play basically competitive games. They like to play against others, or even against just some friends. But I think even games that you play like against an AI, artificial intelligence, would be considered that can be competitive, kind of.
Oh, it can be, in my opinion. It's you don't play, you don't really play against other players, but you play against an AI, and maybe you could measure your skills to other players who also play against an AI, but you don't have to actively play against other players, I guess.
Yeah, so like if we take osu as a great example, because I think both of us play definitely a lot of osu. Also, you don't exactly play directly against anyone, but you're competitive in a way of getting a score based on what how good you've done throughout your song that you played, and climbing up the rankings,
Yeah,
but
depending on the
never
results
playing
that you get.
actu you're playing basically solo, but never actually against him. Never actually against anyone.
You can play it solo, but you can also play it together with friends or against friends or with friends, however you want to. It's completely up to you. You can play the game however you want to, which also makes it really interesting because, yeah, it gives you so much possibilities.
That's definitely a great way to say it. And yeah, one of the most points is like rhythm games don't consume much time. You basically play one song, and if you like are in you're taking the train or whatever, you're still listening to music if you are on the way to, I don't know, to work, to school, whatever. You can always listen to music, but rhythm games are basically the same. You can play one song, you can play two songs, and some people might get it addicted and play for hours. That's still possibly. But that's definitely not the main point of rhythm games, to get people addicted. The main point is that is you can play is basically play the songs that you like and be fine with it. You just play like, hey, let's just say you're on your PC, you have some homework to do. You can basically just play two, three songs and be out of after 10 minutes, like, and had some fun. That's something that most games doesn't allow you today. Most games, exactly story-based games, want to play want you to play basically like 1 or 2 or 3 hours at one time, because playing like 30 minutes doesn't do anything. But rhythm games can be played like 5 to 10 minutes and then stopped. That's a great advantage against older games.
That's definitely right, and I would suggest that it can also be a good way to release frustration. So if you just worked for some time and you want a bit of the pause, you can play the game for a few minutes and then continue working. You don't have to spend too much time on it, and still, I think it's really relaxing if you do that. And it can, definitely make you feel better and more relaxed. So, another big advantage of such games, I would say.
Yeah, they definitely can make you pretty relaxed. But as you know, and you know it, I'm sure, we played like a lot of Osu and rhythm games in total. They can also be a bit frustrating if you don't get the score that you want to.
They can, definitely. That's right. But if you really want to just relax, you can also play a difficulty level that's not as high, so it's still relaxing. So you don't really play competitive anymore as you do this. But yeah, there are just different ways how you can play the game. You can either play it competitive when you try to get as many points as possible and to play the most difficult levels that you can. Or if you just have a limited amount of time to play, you can play a bit more easier levels, which will then be more relaxing and not as frustrating. So it really depends on the situation, I would say.
That's absolutely right. Agree at least with that. So yeah, I think we've basically talked about everything I wanted to talk about. So just a quick recap, what do you say?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Sure. So, basically, we talked about rhythm games, what are they? So, they're just some song in the background, and you have to do anything in front, like physical interaction, or playing with keyboard and mouse on a video game. They came from like the early 70s to today, and they survived, and a lot of players have actually fun on them. So our main interaction was like, why do a lot of people have fun of about these all these games basically? And we figured that music is one of the greatest way to motivate people and engage with them. In addition, basically, games like rhythm games don't consume that much time. And if you want to play with friends or against friends, you can do that as you like. And if you don't have that much time to play video games, but really love playing with video games, rhythm games are exactly for you. You can spend like 5-10 minutes and you can be out. That's it. And if you are like a hardcore player that plays like video games for hours, rhythm games, you can play them. Also competitive, like there's everywhere basically a high score leaderboard where you can look like, hey, I'm the best at this difficulty, this song, and be like, hey, I've reached something. Some people might disagree, but let him talk. Do you have something to add, Christoph?
No, it's fine for me. I also said everything that I wanted to say, so.
That's great. So, thank you for listening, and probably I will do another one. See you next time.
See you then.